You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. In the verse of the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you believe, save yourselves and your family from the fire of Jahannam, such a fire, wa quduha an-nas wal hijara. Its fuel is man and stones. There are stern angels that are powerful that have been appointed over it who do not disobey Allah and they do whatever they've been instructed to do. This verse speaks about the nurturing and development of children. And it is for this that Ali radiallahu anhu said, أَدِّبُوهُمْ وَعَلِّمُوهُمُ الْخَيْرُ وَالْعَبْ أَيُّ رَائِيَ فِي التَّرْبِيَةِ. It is necessary for you to teach them mannerism, teach them all matters of God, and things that you need to consider with regards to the upbringing of your children. There are important points that are to be considered. You need to be sincere in your nurturing and upbringing of children. Do it for the sake of Allah. In fact, it starts at the point where you choose a suitable partner on the basis of piety. From a young age, you need to start instructing them to engage in acts of worship. Bring them into the obedience of Allah. مُرُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ السَّبْعِ سِنِينَ وَضْرِبُوهُمْ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ عَشْرٍ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, instruct your children to perform salah when they are 7 years old, and then you reprimand them physically when they are 10 years old. عَلِّمُوا السَّبِيَّ الصَّلَاةِ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, teach your children how to perform salah. You need to ensure that you create an environment where they are protected from haram, from immorality, from immodesty. You need to create that environment. And what is important is that you need to show them a practical example. It's no use you say, do as I do and do not do as I say. Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, lima taquluna ma la tafalun. That oh, you believe, why do you say that which you do not do? So one needs to follow in the best example, protect them from bad friends, keep a very close eye on their friends, and you need to intervene and monitor their friendships so that they're not influenced by those around. Teach them the knowledge of deen, teach them that which is beneficial for them. Realize your responsibility in this regard. Teach them with regards to Iman, Islam. Entrench the deen of Islam deeply in their hearts, the love of Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We need to teach our children the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a young age. Very often we create the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. Imagine if you are told every day that I'll call the police for you. The police will take you to jail. And a child is told several times a day that fear is created within that person, that child, for the police. Will the child then be willing to turn out to the police in time of difficulty? No, the child will be scared. In fact, I know we were at OR Tambo Airport and my daughter wasn't listening. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to call the police for you. And there was a police officer standing there close by. It was a customs officer. And he overheard that. And then he came up to me and he said, why are you instilling the fear of the police in your daughter's heart? Because you're saying that you're threatening her with the police, while our job is not to instill fear. Our job is to be there and to provide support for the public. So similarly, we create fear and we say that if you don't do this, Allah will punish you. If you don't do that, Allah will punish you. What are we doing? We are distancing our children away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we ought to be bringing them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ought to be creating their love. And when you have love for Allah in your heart, then you'd be willing to do things without having to be threatened, because إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَا يُحِبُّ مُطِيعٍ. The lover is obedient to whom he or she loves. So create the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our children. Let it be from a young age. The first words they utter is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of, you know, trying to get them to say Abba or Ami or Nana or Nani or Dada or Daddy, let them say Allah first. And that would be the first step towards instilling their love in the hearts of our children. Furthermore, some of the practical things that we need to do is part of the tarbiyah of bringing up healthy and good children and getting them energetic and energized to be able to be at their optimum in their daily lives is to sleep early and to wake up early and to use time constructively. There is a time and a place for everything, and to regulate and to implement discipline within their lives. And overall and above all of that, it is important for parents to have compassion in how they instill the tarbiyah in their children. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna rifqa la yakunu fi shay'in illa zanahu wa la yunza'u min shay'in illa shanahu." That compassion is not found in anything except that it beautifies it, and it's not removed from anything except that it makes that thing ugly. It makes that thing ugly when it is removed from that. So in everything, when there is compassion, that becomes beautified and adorned. And when it is removed, then it becomes ugly. اتقوا الله وعدلوا بين الأولاد. The Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, fear Allah and be just, be equitable amongst your children. Do not give preference to one over the other. And that is important. You know, some parents clearly display preferential treatment to one over the others. They articulate who is the favorite. Everyone should be treated equally. None should be made to feel that I'm not the favorite and one is being favored over others. Keep it just. What is in the heart will be there, but in terms of showing or articulating, do not indicate that, so that one does not feel given that others are being given preference over himself or herself. Also, in the end, you can do as much as you can, but you need to remember Allah says, "Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta walakin Allah yahdi man yasha wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin." That you cannot guide who you love. Allah guides who He wills, and He is most knowledgeable about those who will attain guidance. So a father, a mother needs to know that guidance is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He grants it to whoever He wills. He deviates whoever He wills. It is for us to show the path, but we cannot, you know, make it incumbent. And therefore we need to make dua abundantly for our children. We need to say, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Allah says that they are those, the Ibadur Rahman, they make the dua, "Oh Allah, grant us such children that will be a means and a coolness to our eyes." And then finally, we should be careful ever to make dua against our children. La tad'u ala anfusikum. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't make dua against yourself. La tad'u ala awladikum. Do not make dua against your children. Wa la tad'u ala amwalikum. And do not make dua against your own wealth. لا توافقوا من الله ساعة يسأل فيها أطاعون فيستجيب لكم. It shouldn't be that your dua coincides with the moment of acceptance and your dua is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Parents are quick at times to make a bid dua against their own children, and then that strikes them and the dua is accepted, and in the process that child then suffers for the entire life. So we need to be prudent. There are moments of acceptance throughout the day and the night. Let us rather utilize those moments constructively. May Allah give us the understanding. May Allah grant us pious children and grant us the ability to fulfill our responsibility in the best possible manner.